We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the week for the Jimmies and the Joes.
You have to do something during your pre-draft evaluation. This dude dropped the ball.
This is a draft week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon! Happy Thursday and NFL draft day. Let's go. Look.
Oh, it's here, finally.
Whoa. What was that? Is that loud noise?
Oh.
No. Ugh.
Is that one of your little dogs that you got at home?
Yeah, that sounds like a yappy little dog.
That's exactly what it was.
Is that what your dogs sound like?
Yes.
Oh.
See, and people give me crap for being a cat dude.
Yeah. I would be.
Only one of them barks.
I would be
and I want
getting
to
a new dog.
That's
her.
Not even a bark. That's a yip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's really funny.
That's the sound I make when I step on a Lego.
Yeah. Tanner, the one that doesn't bark, he tries to make his.
I'd pay for that. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I would pay to see that.
All right. That's my OnlyFans.
But only Legos.
Jeffy's Lego.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jeff.
Boy, that's a targeted audience, but there is an audience for that.
I bet you
there's an audience for everything.
I bet you there's people that would pay to see somebody step on Legos painfully.
We don't shame here. No. Hey,
nope.
Listen, Rex Ryan likes his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody likes Jeffy Legos. Maybe. Maybe one.
No. I think you'd be surprised.
It'll be somebody on the YouTube chat.
Look. The world always surprises us because just yesterday, this is a great example of the world works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Okay? Because we have, the poll is about to go final. There is 32 minutes remaining in the most important vote you will cast this year.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Is parking spot squatting allowed? Yes, it's my spot. Yes, but a limited time. No. Hell no.
I got scolded by Dirt this morning when I got here.
Oh, you did?
For this discussion.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
Yeah. Because he says when he goes and he, you know, goes and sits in his car and eats the hot dog, he's like, I'm not in a regular spot. I'm in the back of the parking lot. It's like, whoa. This was never disclosed in the discussion.
The back of the parking lot guy?
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you're going to go sit in the back of the parking lot and suck down your wiener, then great. Yeah.
That is also a psycho move. To go to the back of the parking lot.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that
to
is...
To be clear, he's probably not the first person that's ever gone to the back of the parking lot for that.
At a Costco, no less. I mean, Baker Mayfield, Cheesecake Factory. Mm. But the back of the parking lot, you're just asking for a longer jaunt and way less cart returns over there. Yeah.
This sounds very suspect.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he loading up and then like one hand on the dog, wheeling out of the parking spot and then going to a different parking spot?
Well,
or is he already in the very back?
What I said was like, if you're going there, why not just sit down at the food court and eat your hot dog? He's like, He's like, I don't want to eat that in front of other people.
What kind of eater is Dirt is the next question.
Is this a two-hand shovel?
Does he try to eat the hot dog in one bite and does not want people to just be like, God, look at that monster over there.
Good old Dirt Joey Chestnut trying to suck it down in 2 seconds.
Like, what is going on with him? is eating in public always an issue?
Is this a sensual experience?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, no, I'm just trying to think of what kind of
eating
is
like,
he doing that makes him need to
Throw the music
privacy?
On? Little mood lighting?
Yeah, I don't know. But that is a, that's a weird move. The Costco dining area is adequate. It's adequate. It's adequate.
Look,
it's in the Costco.
If you're paying a dollar and a half for a hot dog and a beverage, then yes, it is perfectly adequate.
Well, we have about 30 minutes left to do the right thing.
Which, by the way, cue the text from Dirt saying that I have grossly misrepresented what he said, but much like Brandon Sprague likes to do.
Them's the rules. This is the telephone game here.
Yeah.
This is a telephone game here. Right now, yes, my spot is leading 42.1% of the vote. 39.9% say no, hell no, which was my vote. And then I think in the middle here is yes, but there's a time limit. You got to have that sense of urgency, like a little pop, pop. Let's go. A little pep to your step there.
Yeah,
in getting it.
I just want to highlight one response in here from Alex. Anyone saying yes is a blemish on society.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's fair. I'm not gonna not gonna argue that.
Terribly fair.
Yeah. So do the right thing, people. Get your votes in, and let's see where this ends out at the end of the day. Because if you missed yesterday, our 12:15 segment, you can go back and listen to it in the audio vault.
It's not often that 12:15 segment we stray away from sports and stick to, a cultural phenomenon.
Well, it's the important things in life.
But yeah, yesterday it was necessary.
It's the important things in life when the woman got shamed out of her parking spot squatting by, leave the spot, leave the
spot. Shout out the random grouping of fans coming together.
Yeah.
Solidarity.
There's nothing like the mob mentality.
Yeah. Her name might not have actually been Karen, but it was.
Yeah.
She will always be parking lot Karen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parking lot Karen. That's not a Karen you want to be.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you don't ever want to be a Karen.
No, but in a parking lot Karen?
Real quick.
Come on.
We played this game yesterday with Jeff and Jeffy and Jeffrey. Karens. Think of an actual Karen. Not like the cartoon figure that we all have in our head of like what a Karen is. Think of a positive Karen. Go.
I cannot.
One of my buddy's mom's named Karen. She was great.
Okay. So we got one.
Shout out Larry and Karen. They were great people.
Let's see here. Let's just start typing Karen into
what
Google.
Comes up when Karen, yeah.
Karen Gillan.
Don't know.
I don't know who that is. Scottish actress and filmmaker, apparently.
You do know who she is.
Does she go by Carrie?
She's Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy Avengers.
Okay.
The blue chick.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, is that her? Mm-hmm. Okay. There was.
She also did Jumanji.
Oh, who could forget? Mm-hmm. Karen McDougal?
Yeah, that is also sort of culturally important right now.
Who is she?
Oh. She's
Playboy, playmate of the month.
She's a different hush money receiver, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Karen Carpenter.
Oh, hey.
That's the next one. So
there
you got to
go
back that far for a decent one.
Boy, that's quite the upgrade from when we did Jeffrey and Epstein, Tubin, and Dahmer came up.
Well, yeah. So that's why you don't do Jeffrey. You just do Jeff. And you find Goldblum and
Daniels,
Bridges and Daniels.
Rust.
Yes.
All of the great Jeffs.
Those four. That's the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Goldblum, Daniels, Bridges, and Rust.
Okay. Well, Karen, yeah, I think what we're going to see is a monumental dip in the name Karen, the whole baby name rankings that come out.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Karen, since 2020, I bet Karen has
that's taken a deep
plummeted.
Dive.
Yeah.
Nobody's
down
the doing
rankings.
That to their kids.
Well, why would you? You know? I mean, you don't want your kid to be associated with that unless, you know, you're just setting the tone early and just being like, you know, whose kid's going to be the rat? My kid. My kid's going to be the tattletale. My kid is going to be the one that nobody wants to be, is going to be exiled from the lunchroom.
Yeah.
You know, Karen is a tough one. Yeah. I feel bad for good-hearted Karens that are living in a world where Karen is just, it's a cuss word now.
That's what Backyard Betty names her kid, is Karen.
I don't know what Backyard Betty is.
Oh, she was the one, like, she had, like,
that's
the
barbecue.
Blades.
That's Barbecue Betty. Barbecue
I'm sorry.
Betty. Yeah,
Backyard Betty is probably something you shouldn't Google.
Yeah, I bet there's an urban dictionary for Backyard Betty. Yeah.
Well, there might be a whole genre for that, I guess. Yeah,
Barbecue Betty, who in Oakland, there is just a group of people barbecuing, called the cops on him. It was like, you can't do this here. It's like, oh, you mean in the barbecue that is cemented into the ground at this park? I can't barbecue here?
The sunglasses and the cell phone. That was the original. She was the original meme.
Well, the thing we learned there is that your skin has to be the right color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Barbecue Betty.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She was mad that she didn't get invited to the cookout.
Yeah. And her blades.
She probably is a little upset about that.
She was also the actual smell of spices and ingredients being used probably was off-putting to her.
Wait, so this cookout doesn't involve boiled chicken?
Well, the first time I heard boiled chicken, I thought it was a joke, and then I heard, like, I found out people actually, that's how some people did cook. And
they're called British.
Yeah, I was going to say, if by some people you mean the United Kingdom?
No, I know, I mean, on this side of the pond.
Okay.
And I went, I'm sorry, what?
Huh.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was just like, that's how you choose to cook things, hmm? Because the only thing that should ever be boiled are eggs and pasta.
I talked to you.
Well, and potatoes.
I met up with a buddy last night who we were talking about he lived in London for a year.
Jolly old London
and
town.
The food is miserable.
My wife lived there for a year and she loved it. And I was like, oh, my wife absolutely loved it. And he's like, I hated it. And I was like, oh, why? You know? He's like, they're just a bunch of people that have been stuck on this island for 5,000 years, and they were never like, yeah, let's leave this island with terrible weather. Yeah. I was like, oh. He goes, you're on this island for 5,000 years. You know how much inbreeding is there? I was like, wow, you are really digging into the Brits right now. He's like, hated it. I was like, all right, man. Like,
you can only
eat
so much bangers and mash.
Oh. Yeah. And he was like,
blood sausage.
He's like, why? Why would people live there when you can live in Germany or in Italy? I go, well, the first two countries you just named are the axis of evil. Like, let's maybe, I go, there's France and Spain. And he's like, all of those. Yeah. All of those are better.
Yeah. Those,
he go, and then,
some of those were an issue like within the last, you know, century. Yeah.
But at the same time, like when your two countries that are better now are the two axis of evil, mm-hmm. Italy and Germany. I mean, he's kind of making his point about he doesn't like Britain that much.
No.
Some people don't. I've never been. I can't wait to go.
At least Italy turned and made the right. They made the right turn, or the correct turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
They go.
They course corrected.
Yes. There we go.
England is a cool place to visit. I was there at Mildenhall / Lincoln Heath military installation there more than a few times. But the weather it never gets nice like it does here, and it sucks to the level that it sucks here. That's the thing, is like even the best days aren't great.
Low ceiling.
Yeah.
Low ceiling.
And the food, I'm not kidding. It's the worst food in the world.
Well, and look, while we're trashing on the United Kingdom and whatnot right now, let's not pretend one of my favorite places on the earth, that is the Northern Oregon coast, mm-hmm. the weather is incredibly similar.
Yes. No, it is. It's very similar. Like, even the best day at the Oregon coast is still like, it's nice for the Oregon coast.
But you can always tell who are the Oregonians at the Oregon coast and who are not, based on how they're dressed.
This is very true, whether they're wearing three layers.
Because if it's 62 degrees out there and breezy, the Oregonians out there in a t-shirt and shorts.
It's a nice day at the beach.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's funny because you know what the number one dish in England is?
Bangers and mash.
It's not.
Beans and toast.
No.
Shepherd's pie. I'm running out of options.
It's their own made-up Indian food.
Haggis.
No, it's chicken masala or masala chicken, which is not
So something else that they stole.
Yes, it is their own thing that they screwed over. It's not like that recipe is not actually Indian.
Yeah. I don't think Americans have a lot of wiggle room in this conversation right now.
But we don't claim it as our own. What's a dish that we claim?
I'm not trying to claim blue corn as my own thing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like they claim that as like their dish, and I'm like, wait, what? I went once with a friend to a Mexican pop-up in London. It was the worst thing I've ever had when it comes to Mexican-adjacent food. They have no idea what spices are. None. But their baking, which they also stole from the French,
mm-hmm.
fantastic. Truly fantastic.
All right.
But the patisserie stuff, great. We don't do that nearly well enough here. The French patisserie, like you can't go to like a find a bakery that does like super super delicate crazy stuff out here. Now you probably can in New York, Chicago.
Well, what? Let's say not to name anybody that's not a sponsor, but I know I drive by one every day on my way to work. The it's right along
Krispy Kreme.
Thurman, I believe. Yes, Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
The delicate baking.
I believe there's also a coffee shop, the Saint Honoré Boulangerie. I believe. I'm not sure if I'm saying that bougie enough.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, no,
you definitely did not. You definitely did not.
But yeah, that's a little
Saint Honoré
pastry shop slash coffee joint.
Doesn't La Provence?
They do a little bit. Yeah,
they did.
But
they
don't they have more than one?
Yeah, there's a couple locations.
So if you have more than one, then you can't really claim that, right?
Yeah, it's not like a little like mom and pop. Like,
I'm just saying, if you're gonna be like,
I don't know, bougie.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I've been on the lookout for.
And if number two is in like Progress Ridge, then sorry.
Oh, so now you're just shaming locations of places.
Okay. Yeah.
The Vancouver Ford text line is a good point. I boil chicken for my dog when he's got an upset stomach. It feels wrong, but it works. Yes, absolutely. Boiling food for your dog.
Sure.
Good. Good. Well, you can boil all the flavor out of it.
There you go.
Yeah. When he has an upset tummy, so he doesn't throw up anymore.
We got one. Here's a text. Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. We spent a few years in Germany with Adidas. Never again. Not the place to move. Well, not to move, but to visit. Live there maybe for a short period of time. I've heard nothing but great things about Berlin.
I mean, with the exception of the history, very cool city.
I should say I have heard a lot of really bad things
about Berlin. But never heard a bad thing about it.
Which side, the east or the west?
Not this century. That was a amendment. I've never heard a bad thing about people who have visited Berlin in the last 24 years.
There you go.
Does that?
That's better.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, we've corrected that.
We've removed World War II, the Cold War, and the fall of the Soviet Union.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, yeah. Since all that, it's really on the up and up.
Since they stopped killing people for crossing over the wall.
Yeah, sure. That's it, right there.
That's the line of demarcation.
Actually, I'm going to go probably like a decade and a half after that.
Yeah,
we're
going
to go a decade and a half.
Because they were probably still doing that even though the wall was down.
It was a tough time. You know. Times are tough.
But no, I spent a lot of time, unfortunately, in Rhein-Main, recovering from a bad injury. Great city, though. Love
that. What you saw from your window.
No, I mean, I did actually get out after a couple weeks. I did get moved out and got to move around a little bit. But
all right.
Yeah, no. Rhein-Main was a great time. It's also where I spent time in German prison or jail.
No, I think you mean prison.
No, jail. We all spent the night in jail.
Okay,
that was a fun one.
All right.
No charges were filed. Just want that on the record.
Yeah, sure. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
No charges were filed. Didn't sleep that night. I can tell you that.
Okay. Oh man.
Was wide awake with my back against the wall.
It is draft night.
Mm.
We are about 5 hours away from the NFL draft. We've got a lot of NFL draft news and notes. We have a little Blazer nug that will be music to the ears of Blazer fans from the move that was made earlier today. But a lot of NFL drafts, some NBA playoffs, including home court stolen from the one seed. Panic in the streets in Boston. But where we start after about 5 hours from now, we got the first pick going off the board. The most intrigue might be with the movement. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Washington Commanders should be on the clock at this time 5 hours from now. About 5:24, Commanders are on the clock. We know Caleb Williams is going to be number one overall pick.
Indeed.
Feel very comfortable about that.
I think his odds are like minus 20,000. They're like Victor Wembanyama in the NBA draft.
That seems about right. Seems actually a little low.
Yeah.
Probably should crank that up a little bit. But after that, there's smoke all over the place. And there's this feeling in this sense that we hear every draft of, hey, we're really wanting to move up. But hey, we're willing to pick is open to move down. I went in and I started looking at over the last handful of drafts. And the number's actually pretty big with how much movement we have in the first round. So I took the last five drafts and went back and I looked, how many first-round trades did we have?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these first-round trades, sometimes it's like a couple years ago where we had A.J. Brown, where he came out of nowhere, was on the trade block, and was like, whoa, Philly gets A.J. Brown and Titans get a first-round pick, right? But sometimes it is just pick swaps and movement around. And sometimes guys become parts of trade packages that we weren't expecting. Sometimes you can kind of read the tea leaves, whether it's, you know, T. Higgins or Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati.
Brandon Ayuk
in San Francisco. We could see those names that we've heard kind of been bandied about. But over the last five drafts, do you know what the average number of first-round trades is?
I'd say six.
It is. It's okay. Six. It's about six and a half.
Yeah.
With 2020 skewing it, because with the lack of communication, with the lack of in-person draft evaluations,
COVID, nobody moved anything.
You didn't have where a lot of these draft day deals happen is at the combine. Mm-hmm. You start planting the seed, then you start going to the individual workouts, right?
And
you see all of the GMs at, you know, Caleb Williams pro day, and you see the GMs at Penix's pro day, and you see all the GMs down in Alabama's pro day, and they start talking and they're trading information and they're kind of working deals through. They didn't have that in 2020. Mm-hmm. You only had four. Last year you had six. 2022, you had nine. 2021, you had eight. And then the 2019 draft, you had six again. So you take that COVID year out of it, and that number's actually bumped up to seven.
Yeah.
You got about seven first-round trades in every draft over a handful of time. This year, it's almost like more buzz than ever that we're going to have a flurry of draft day moves and teams willing to move. I wonder where we end up at, because think of this. There's two ranges in this draft that have been rumored to where you have three teams in a row that would all be willing to move the pick. 3, 4, 5 with New England, Arizona, and the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
11, 12, 13 with Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas. We've heard like those three runs, it's open market. And when you have multiple picks in a row, that's where that jockeying for position and saying, well, if we trade up to five, somebody's going to trade up to four. Somebody's going to trade up to three, you know? And so do you see more or less than average this year going down.
If the line's 6.5, I think I'm going to be mildly ballsy and dig the over.
Yeah, I mean, in that it's a ballsy move, yeah. But
because that is a lot of action. That's a lot. Like six, like oh, that's not that many. No, that's a lot.
Yeah,
like that's a lot of action in one round. And you think about what that means as far as draft order, how it slots guys differently, what guys get moved around, what guys get pushed down. And this is, it's kind of hard to have this conversation. I teased it yesterday, but the idea of like what player slides down. Yeah. It's impossible to predict, but I also think it would not shock me if Brock Bowers, who I think is the best non-quarterback probably player in this draft, falls out of the top 12.
Because yeah, he's mocked anywhere from 5 to 15.
Because teams are just jumping over each other to try to grab quarterback value or offensive lineman value or wide receiver value earlier for whatever reason, when I think you really need to do the exact opposite and just find the best players available. If you're a rebuilding team in particular, if you're not getting Caleb Williams, Brock Bowers, if he is what everybody says he is, which is like the makings of a Hall of Fame caliber tight end, why aren't people frothing at the mouth over that?
So people have chuckled at the, you know, Caleb Williams crying, Caleb Williams painting his nails, mm-hmm. kind of being very millennial, or sure. I guess Gen Z. And it's like, well, that's turning people off. Have you heard the criticisms of Brock Bowers?
Oh,
and
please,
what they are?
Hit me these.
He looks like an accountant.
Oh, God. Not walking off the bus first, huh?
He's not a first off the bus guy. And there's some legitimate questions. Like when they say that, they'll be like, well, he just doesn't have that look of a tight end. There's, you know, pictures of him like next to other offensive linemen on Georgia's team, mm. like Mims,
who's
or
a monster.
There's a picture of him with Gronk, and it's like Gronk is an animal.
So
like, Gronk was
so the biggest
truly,
tight end of all time.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
one of maybe the biggest offensive linemen in the history of the league.
Yeah,
he looks small next to those.
And
guys.
It's like
sure.
Oh, like. That picture of Gronk and Brock Bowers is getting people to be like, yeah, he just doesn't have it. There's legitimate concerns, too, in that they don't believe that he can be an inline blocker, an effective inline blocker. Okay, if you're looking at a tight end, go ahead and say, we need some semblance of an inline blocker. If he goes 5 to the Chargers, that is the biggest endorsement that they believe he can block, because it's Jim friggin' Harbaugh who's going to be drafting him at 5, and you've got to be kidding me if you don't think that he has the ability to block.
Just on the quick measurements thing, when you're comparing how big Gronk is, Gronk and J.J. Watt are about the same size.
Yeah, Gronk is like 6'7", 270.
His actual measurements were 6'6", 270. J.J. Watt was 6'5", 280 pounds.
Yeah, so Brock Bowers, not him. Can't draft him now. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's
and
just such an insane thing. Like, he's just not
what,
like.
What was Bowers' measurements again?
6'6", 270. Bowers?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me put Bowers back up. I think he's 6'4", 250.
Okay, 6'4", 250, right? And now let's look at what Travis Kelce was.
6'3", my bad. 6'3", 250.
6'3", 250. Okay. Travis Kelce at the combine.
Was he 6'2", 240?
Oh boy. I don't know. What's 76 inches?
6'4".
He was 6'4", 257.
Okay. So he's an inch shorter than Travis Kelce. 10 pounds lighter.
Can't do it. No way.
No.
And it's like, it's his receiving prowess, and Travis Kelce is probably like more of the comp that you're going to be getting for a guy like him instead of Rob Gronkowski, who is quite literally the best blocking and receiving tight end combo. Kelce, and this is like with Bowers, is more of a receiving tight end. But I watched the Kansas City Chiefs, and Travis Kelce does just enough to make their run game
work.
Tick.
Yeah.
And that's if that's what you're looking at for a guy like Brock Bowers, yeah, it'll work really well. But it's like the overall look of him just doesn't look. Sorry, he's not a complete and utter meathead.
Yes.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes. If he's the answer to that question is yes.
If he's not a complete and utter meathead, don't want him, can't have him. And Brock Bowers doesn't fit
like,
that bill.
Okay, so he's not Gronkowski and he's not Kyle Pitts's literally first in class measurements.
Yeah.
So he's bad.
Yeah.
When I guarantee you, every coach in the NFL, when asked like who they want in this draft outside of their, if they don't need a quarterback, I bet you the largest percentage of them want Bowers.
Yeah, he's going to be really good. He's going to be really, really good. Travis Kelce, so they list him, he got the round up to 6'5", which is, 2 inches.
No, good. That's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. And what he's at, what?
6'3". 6'3", 243.
All right. I have no worries about Brock Bowers.
I never looked at Brock Bowers and go, he's too small.
Yeah.
No, is he Dwayne Washington, Georgia's other tight end? No.
Nah.
No. What was he, 6'7", 290, 280?
Yeah. It was just a freak.
He's offensive lineman, essentially?
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. But we could see a lot of movement based on, does the team fall in love with Brock Bowers? Do we see, with all of the buzz in the humming around J.J. McCarthy and everything with J.J., we could see 6 quarterbacks draft. Like, there's more and more people saying, yeah, no, it does look like 6 quarterbacks. Everything right now is an absolute smokescreen. But what J.J. McCarthy said yesterday may have more action in this trade market. We'll get to that after us with SportsCenter. Bum, 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 bum. Now tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. Judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, J.J. McCarthy making waves, not just up draft boards, but we're also seeing a big push by J.J. McCarthy for one team in particular. He's been linked to the Minnesota Vikings for about a month and a half now. After the Minnesota Vikings made the trade with the Houston Texans, got that 23rd overall pick in this draft, and now they hold 11 and 23, there was this idea that Minnesota was trying to package that because they love J.J. McCarthy. Now it turns out they also love Drake May. But that might be because of the team who sits at 6 in this evening's NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Football Giants. J.J. McCarthy went on, I think it was Rich Eisen's show, and he said that he was asked, do you have an idea of what team is going to draft you? And most guys will just give like the candid answer of like, yeah, I have a good idea, but I'm not going to say anything.
Or some version of wherever I go, I'll just be happy. You know what I mean? Like
J.J. McCarthy went, yeah, New York, the Giants.
Had great workouts with him, did full installs with him.
Yeah.
Got great relationships with the coach. I have a pretty good feeling about New York.
Met with him twice. Offense is similar. He like went in. Like we've already installed like a bunch of the offenses. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Well, which, if you're the Giants, this is either brilliant subterfuge by the Giants, and they don't actually want J.J. McCarthy, and they want somebody to move up to draft him.
Vikings.
Or they're pissed because J.J. McCarthy's agent has now made J.J. McCarthy publicly put pressure on the Giants to take him.
It's all smokescreen season, and nothing gets out here unless the teams want it to get out. Well, so it's not like... I don't think J.J. McCarthy is just all of a sudden like spilling tea.
Oh, I think he is if he wants to put pressure but to keep from going. Let's say he doesn't want to go to Minnesota.
Well, okay. Well, maybe that's the case. But
I don't know why you would want to go to New York, but I'm just
instead
saying.
Instead of Minnesota.
The market size thing, sure. But like when you're talking about ready-made teams.
Sure, great. Yeah, the NBA playoffs are better when the Knicks are in.
Yeah, but I mean the ready-made teams, like the Giants are a dumpster fire. The Vikings are a quarterback away. Like which would you rather go to? But from a market standpoint, from a marketability, selling point, all those kind of things, you probably want to go to New York.
And also, well, do you want to spend your winters playing in a dome or outside in snow and such?
I think the answer to that is a dome.
Yeah.
But he did play Michigan. So
wired differently.
Yeah. But again, to this point, it very much feels like McCarthy and his agent are trying to put pressure on the Giants here.
Well, it's working with the Vegas odds.
They've been cut in half.
Nope, more than that.
More now?
I went into the DraftKings app.
Ooh.
And the Giants odds to draft number one overall defensive line, or their first round pick. Their number one pick. Their first round pick, which sits at six right now. Defensive line is plus 6,000. Mm-hmm. Tight end plus 4,000. Linebacker plus 3,500. Offensive line plus 950.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where we have a massive gap. Their odds on favorite is wide receiver minus 225.
Okay.
Quarterback is plus 175.
That is, for those that are wondering, the line last night was plus 2,000 on quarterback. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that was in the DraftKings app,
yes.
But in the DraftKings app, as of 10 minutes ago, it was plus 175.
Plus 2,000 on DraftKings last night.
Yikes.
That is a massive swing.
I guess that's what happens when a quarterback literally comes out and says, yes. The New York Giants. I've met with them. I feel comfortable.
Everybody
we've installed the offense. And so there's going to be, and again, like there very well could be like J.J. McCarthy just not being able to read the room, which is if I'm a team drafting him, if you can't read a room, reading coverage, pretty hard too. So I don't know. We're going to see kind of where he shakes out in the draft because he's the name that has moved up so much over the course. Think of if you were to enter the beginning of last season where J.J. McCarthy, he was like a day two projection.
Mm-hmm.
They go 15-0, win the national title. Jim Harbaugh goes and just starts
gassing him
up, spewing praise left and right about him. A couple of teams fall in love with him. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings, who also brought him in for a couple of workouts, mm-hmm. and the New York Giants. Now you're sitting there, and we could see him go potentially top five because sitting there at six, the New York Giants, and this is where that 3-4-5 mm-hmm. all being open for business with New England, Arizona, and LA, that could force the Minnesota Vikings to say, we got to push in.
We got
to
get in.
We
got
to push
spots.
In, and we just have to get above the New York Giants because if they can get up to three and get to New England, then they could have the choice of Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, yeah. And that makes things a lot easier.
And they have to
them.
Look evaluate what the price difference is between 3, 4, and 5.
That, but the movement we could be seeing, like J.J. McCarthy going out and saying that's a ballsy move, especially if you end up getting drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, because then you have to go in front of the Minnesota media and be like, "Yeah, I felt comfortable. I did say that, but I'm happy to be here." Yeah. I'm thrilled to be here.
And we'll talk a little bit later about players that were unhappy about their draft position and that changing because we're human.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Where we got to go next, let's take a quick little breather from the NFL draft because some legends find the spotlight on accident, and we have that. This man has become a drop king. Next on The Fan.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, sometimes our heroes emerge and they come out of nowhere. This comes to us via NBC 33 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, via the Twitter feed of Pat Timlin. There was a man who we never even get his name in this report, but he was at the LSU baseball game.
Pretty sure it's got to be like a Jethro or a Billy Bob or something, right?
Jeffrey.
Bob. Yeah.
Damn it, I hate you.
T Bob.
T Bob Hebert.
T Bob Hebert. Hebert.
I know that's Hebert.
T Bob Hebert. Hebert, man. This man became a legend because a home run ball was hit, and this fella, who you could probably guess his stature, he's like about 5'9", about three spins. And this old good old boy was back in left field, and he reached up to catch that ball. And it did not go in his glove. It went just past his glove, off his head, and over the back wall of the stadium. Okay? Enter our hero, Pat, here, Timlin, who goes and he tracks this guy down. In the interview, it may have just given us a drop of palooza.
I mean, it was on a rope, and, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years, and I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming, and holding the glove, man, what can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour fastball, home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence, but Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings, so he tossed it to me. I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo off my dome. I mean, if you want to, don't feel good. Kiss my Bobo.
What a legend. He's just out there, just out in the bleachers, every LSU baseball
bleacher
game.
Bleacher cleaturing up.
You know, and he's living that life. And if you wonder, he's got like an LSU baseball hat, and he's got a bunch of pins in it. He reminds me of the guys in Major League that are in the outfield that are all yelling about, this team sucks. This team sucks.
Absolutely.
And then they just get on board. He has got that vibe to infinity.
I want him singing Wild Thing.
Yeah, we need him to.
Don't feel good.
Don't feel good.
Kiss my Bobo.
Yeah, that's the terrifying thing about college baseball is those metal bats. That exit velo is something fierce.
They're humming right over the fence right there. And old T-Bob there, he's got to be ready to go.
Total squirrel moment. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Shohei home run yesterday? It's the
2 days ago? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he just launched it.
120 mile an hour exit velo.
I heard it was a big one.
It's the fastest they've gotten on StatCast now.
Oh, okay. So that's a, that's a big deal.
It went like 456 feet.
It's a long way. It's a really long way.
It's a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying to think about. If you're just chilling out there, a few beers deep, 109.
Well, that's how.
Off my dome?
Mm-hmm.
That's how that happens. That's what happens. You just be like.
Don't feel good.
Don't feel good.
Don't feel good. You know? It's one of those things.
Do you think he has ABS?
No. No, that man is not. Just, he does not have
a lock braking system.
He does not have the auto brewery syndrome. He does not have that. I think that man gets it the old fashioned way.
All natural.
Yeah, he gets it the old fashioned way. He pounds some, like Miller Lite. I think he's a Miller Lite man.
Oh no, that's too high. That's no.
What is the unofficial beer of the South?
A lot of them drink Miller Lite.
Is it
the Miller Lite? Is
that
very
not
popular
too highbrow?
There.
Yeah,
is that not too a little bit? I mean, look.
Well, I mean, no. What's highbrow is the high life where you go champagne of beers.
The champagne of beers, yes. But I mean, we're talking. Are we talking like Bush Country? Are we talking the Natties? The PBR? I feel like once you get into the Millers, that's a little bit in a different economic category.
All right, I'm gonna scroll here in
Missouri, Budweiser, Alabama, yep. Budweiser, Arkansas, mm-hmm. Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
So Bud.
Well, Louisiana is a different
Abita.
Abita Brewing.
Yep. Louisiana is Abita.
I have never heard of Abita.
Huh. I bet you a lot of women have.
Kiss my Bobo.
Well, it turns out like Budweiser is still wildly popular. Everywhere
is
Budweiser.
Abita Brewing is a Louisiana-based brewery. In Covington, Louisiana.
It's like there's also Paradise Park from Urban South Brewery, Irish Channel Stout from Nola Brewing.
See, this looks way too nice.
No, I don't believe
and
this
Parrish
list.
Parish Brewing. Yeah, these are all like
I don't
locals.
Believe this. I don't believe this list because you have Oregon's most popular beer,
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0% chance that's true.
I don't think that is true. I mean, I like a butt heavy from time to time.
No, we're not against it.
Right, well, here we go. This is an under the Google search. When I search popular beer in Louisiana, this is according to Reddit.
Okay.
Louisiana's most popular beer, Natural Light.
Natty.
Now we're down that pipeline.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm also seeing this list that has Natty Light as Louisiana, has Modelo as Oregon's favorite beer.
That's just what? That's incorrect.
All right. I mean, you don't have to fight anybody about it.
No, but no. You know what? I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
I will fight you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oregon's most favorite beer is not Modelo.
I don't think it's Modelo.
That is a hill I will die on.
What would you say it is?
Not Modelo.
The beer I see the most when I go out ordered is Coors Light.
Is it not a microbrew?
Have we gone too far past the hipster thing with the PBR?
Like PBR, Hams, Rainier are all... Rainier and Hams are probably taking over the PBR.
Hams, the beer refreshing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hams.
Yeah. Dude, I know, but
you love me a good Bush commercial.
Bush hasn't had a good commercial in a while.
No, the search can
Bush. Yeah, no. Nothing beats the Rainier beer commercials from back in the day.
See, and I guess well,
Rainier
look,
in
retrospect,
beer.
I guess pretty much any state their favorite beer.
You had to let him go,
right? Yeah. What a rush. But in retrospect, any state's most popular beer is probably going to be a macro because there are just far too many micros.
And it's probably owned by InBev.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at with us now.
Okay. That's talking beers.
That probably pisses off a bunch of right-wingers that are Budweiser is owned by the Germans.
P1 B-Rod comes in with Modelo for Oregon makes sense. Dame's commercials. He did the Lillard commercials.
He did pitch the living... He was the national ad guy for Modelo.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. We do have.
I do love me a good Modelo.
Modelo is good. It's pretty good.
It's a warm weather beer, though.
Pretty good.
It's a warm weather beer.
Hung out with the guy from Tampa while in Vegas. Pounded Miller Lite. Yeah. Coors Light still reigns supreme in beer sales. Pains me to say that coming in from RJ.
Well, great. So does vanilla ice cream.
Don't do this.
Not wrong.
Don't do it.
Jay Leno was super popular for a long time.
Yeah.
Just like vanilla ice cream.
Mm. Well, you're not wrong, but it's what the people, it's what they drink in volume, right? And that's where I'm going, I would still say Miller Lite for Louisiana. And this is just skewed because the two people I know that lived in Louisiana for a long time, that's all they drink.
See, I'm going
that's
Bud.
All they drink.
I'm going Bud.
You're going Bud?
Yeah.
Bud heavy.
Yeah, my time down there, I just saw a lot of Bud cans around.
I'll say one that, as far as an Oregon beer, that maybe should be is underrated and is a local product, but is a very nice, drinkable, easy beer that does not mess you up.
Oh,
it's the Old Session Lager.
Oh, you're got the little stubbies, huh?
The stubbies, yes. And they have not only the lager, they got an IPA, they got a Mexican cerveza style, they got a couple different ones.
Okay,
can't go wrong with a session. Right out of I think that's from Full Sail in Hood River.
Oh. All right. The YouTube chat, PBR, Modelo because of Lillard, Bud Light, Tecate. You know, Tecate is one that you see that everywhere.
Yeah.
If we're going to go with the Mexican beers, and you can't, the one you really got, I got two. You go with the Dos Equis, the special lager, the green bottle.
The Especial.
Yes. Don't go with the brown bottle. You got to go with the green bottle or Pacifico.
All right. There we go.
Look, Corona reigns supreme for a reason.
There's a reason why they also put limes on the bottles, and it's not for the taste.
Mm. Well, just as they don't drink Foster's in Australia, they don't drink Corona in Mexico.
Exactly.
Guys.
No, it's Pacifico.
Pacifico is the beer of choice down
as
there.
As it should be. It's better.
It is better.
It is superior.
That's talking beers and talking dudes getting home run balls.
Off my dome.
Yeah, and the only reason for the lime was not for the taste. It was to disinfect the mouth of the bottle of beer so you didn't get sick.
Kiss my bobo.
Exactly.
All right. Hour number two, we got some more NFL draft. We got our worst day on the web coming up. And we still got some NBA playoffs that we need to digest and dive into. A lot to get to. It's draft day, baby. 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.